Mosquitoes, though, consider themselves man's best friend, and they love to mooch off us. A recent study suggests that residential areas are the top place for mosquitoes to befriend us. What exactly did this study entail, and what can we do to prevent them from biting us and turning us into sparkly vampires?
Oh, sparkly, you know, like vampire. The
movie, you know the movie Twilight?
Yes.
That's how it works, right, guys?
Sparkly.
I don't know.
Maybe I want to get bitten. All the girls talk about Edward. Oh, come get me, mosquitoes. I'm ready.
Well,
but guys, seriously, let's talk about this study. What's going on, and how can we prevent this invasion of mosquitoes?
Of course. So during last week of May, Beijing Center of Disease Control staff actually placed more than 400 carbon dioxide emitting mosquito attracting lanterns in multiple public areas in Beijing.
Wait.
To test the density.
What are they putting out again? This sounds so
basically
complex.
Basically, they put a little device and putting off carbon dioxide.
Okay.
So the mosquitoes are attracted to that little lantern, the little device.
Okay.
They will be trapped in the little device.
Ooh,
love
this.
And if you put so many lanterns in different places, you will be able to compare which place has the highest mosquito density.
Oh, and do they die?
They, of course, I don't see any reason of releasing them after that.
Ooh, no way.
Anyhow, we found out that after using 428, well, actually 222 mosquito devices, mosquito attracting devices, they caught 428 mosquitoes and realized that residential areas has the highest mosquito density.
Lai Ming, does this surprise you?
No, it doesn't surprise me, because the residential areas is where you have the biggest density of people.
Mm-hmm. And Beijing bikinis.
All right, okay, if you put it that way, yes, you know, Beijing bikinis.
There.
Yes, because I think compared to office buildings and
also hospitals.
Hospitals, it's got to be the cleanest place
for
human society. And the thing with mosquitoes is they need water to lay their eggs.
Ugh.
And the dirtier, they more likely they enjoy it.
Those monsters.
So yes. So in residential quarters, more likely than not, we have those still water kept in buckets. I know my grandpa deliberately kept a bucket of water in his bedroom, just so he could feel less dry.
Your grandfather often comes up.
Yeah, I know, too often.
He teaches us so much. Well, I love it.
And also, it's summer, so one thing that attracts mosquito is the leftover from watermelons.
Oh my God, I have some watermelon in my trash at home. I gotta go, guys. Bye. No, but I do actually have watermelon in my trash at home. So that's good to know. But, you know, to avoid kind of, have you guys ever, you know, I've caught them. I catch them when they're sucking my blood. I catch them, I'm like, I'm going to get you. And psh, I get them, and then blood pops all over. And I'm like, oh, they got some of my blood. I feel so victimized.
Yeah.
So, New Hong Lin, what are some other ways, other things we can do to protect ourselves? What would you do?
I think you just described the best way to do that. That is to make
smash
sure...
Smash them like the Hulk?
Or there are other ways, like you can put yourself in a net so that mosquitoes are out
New
there.
Hong Lin, I'm not going to put myself in a net.
That
would look way
in
too
a
cool.
Net to stay away from mosquitoes?
No, I would look way too cool in a net. I'd look like Spider-Net, who's one of our listeners.
But seriously, do you guys have those kind of mosquito nets?
I have mosquito
That's the lamest way to fight them. I go out there with a mosquito gun and shoot them. America.
Yeah, and if our dear listeners are not as crazy as Ryan to have a mosquito gun, you can also get some six god, that is Liu Shen, Hua Lu Shui, so that they don't really like the smell of you. And also we have Feng You Jing, and there are some other kind of, including lavender oil or some kind of plants, including the lemon balm. That's all some natural mosquito repellent.
That's good to know. Guys, we have, hopefully you have taken those notes. You can protect yourself because it is summer and those bloodsuckers are out there just waiting for a chance to get a bite of your juicy meat. So protect yourself, and Roundtable is always looking out for you.